This year marks the 50th anniversary of Thornton Wilder's play, The Matchmaker. Wilder's play was the inspiration for the musical Hello, Dolly. This week, a new production of The Matchmaker opens at Ford's Theater here in Washington. The part of Dolly Gallagher Levi will be played by Andrea Martin. Martin was a major force in the Emmy Award-winning television sketch comedy series SCTV, creating such characters as Edith Prickly, the station manager who wore a leopard skin pillbox hat, cat's eye glasses, and who snorted at her own jokes. In the 20 years since that show ended, Martin has gone on to win a Tony Award for her Broadway debut in My Favorite Year and a nomination for her portrayal of Aunt Eller in the revival of Oklahoma. She has also appeared on screen, notably in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Andrea Martin is in the studio. What a pleasure it is to meet you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about The Matchmaker.
Okay.
And the part of Dolly Levi. Mm-hmm. What about the part interested you as an actress?
I just love her whole optimistic message. She decides to rejoin the human race. She's a mature woman. I can certainly relate to that. She's had obstacles and sadness in her life. And so I love that hopefulness, the knowing that we all have second chances and we can rise above any obstacles if we can just change our attitude. So I love that.
She's described in the play in the very beginning as of an uncertain age, massive sandy hair, impoverished elegance, large, shrewd but with a generous nature, and an assumption of worldly cynicism that conceals a tireless, amassed enjoyment of life. Now, how much does that description inform your and your director's interpretation of the role?
I'd say every word. I just did The Rose Tattoo, and everything that Tennessee Williams wrote, I scrutinized, because it was Tennessee Williams. This is Thornton Wilder. So if Thornton Wilder is going to write a description like that, you bet I'm going to look at it just like it's the words of his script, really.
I told her all about you just as though you were a free man. Isn't that dreadful? The fact is she's fallen in love with you already.
Ernestina.
Ernestina Simple.
Ernestina Simple.
Like her name, she's simple, domestic.
Can she cook?
Cook, Mr. Van de Gelder? I've had two meals from her hands, and I don't know what I've done that God should reward me with such meals. Her duck, her steak.
Mrs. Lee, we don't eat duck and steak in this house every day.
Well, that's the wonderful part about it, didn't I tell you? Her duck, what was it? Pigeon. I'm alive to tell you. I don't know how she does it.
How much research do you do when you're preparing for a part?
You know, it all depends on the, you know, in SCTV, when I impersonated people, I'd look at a lot of tapes on people I was impersonating, but with the characters I did, it didn't call for any research. It kind of just came out of my spontaneity. With this and with The Rose Tattoo and Midsummer Night's Dream, which I just finished, I did a lot of research. I had a wonderful time in New York going to the Tenement House Museum and seeing actually how people lived in 1860. Oh my gosh, I spent a day there just soaking it all up. And, you know, I think it's something that an actor doesn't wear on their costume, the research, but it informs them in the part. In those days, the costumes were, or the clothes were, so massive that has to inform me coming in, taking a train trip from New York to Yonkers in 17 layers of petticoats and wool coats. So, you know, it does, sure. I hope it does. It always is helpful.
The corset,
the
bustle,
corset, everything.
The hats.
You got it.
The whole thing.
You got it.
Is it hard to ignore others who have come before? Now, Ruth Gordon originated the part in New York, mm-hmm. when it was played. But, of course, we know the musical with Carol Channing on Broadway and the rather ill-fated movie version with Barbara Streisand. Do you have to kind of pack those interpretations away and put them in a closet somewhere?
That really is an interesting question. I think every actor would give you a different answer. Luckily, I have never seen the musical. Because I think if I did, it would be very difficult to get Carol Channing's interpretation out. It was out of my mind. It was so ingrained in who she was. I can only imagine what Ruth Gordon, who's one of my favorite actresses, would have done with a part. But, you know, I'll tell you, you kind of think about that in rehearsal. But after the rehearsal, after 4 weeks of rehearsal, and when you're on stage and you're talking and listening to your fellow actor, you know, that really goes away. If you're in the moment and you're really listening, it has to go away. If it doesn't go away, then you're not really present.
Had you done a production of this before up in Williamstown?
You know, I did. I don't like to talk about it much, and I'm certainly happy to talk about it now. The reason I wanted to do this and really do it is I started a production in Williamstown, and it was a kind of an aborted attempt. There was a problem with the set. We couldn't complete it. I only did about 5 performances of it, and I knew that I never delved as deeply as I could. I wanted to walk in her shoes. I wanted to know the soul of Dolly Levi. I didn't want to just leave that experience on the surface, and that's what I felt like I did. And I thought that this part was worthy of exploration, so that's why I wanted to do it again.
And you had the chance to do it again.
Yes, thank God.
The second season of SCTV is about to be released on DVD next month. So your work that you did there is going to be once more in front of the public.
I don't have much time. What kind of problems are you having with the play? Let's try to fix them before tonight, all right? I understand you're having big problems. What are they?
Who am I?
What?
Well, my character. Like, what's my background? How do I relate to these two women? And why am I in love with both women?
All right. I'm not upset. I don't expect you to understand this play. I don't expect any man to. If one man does, then my job as a playwright has been fulfilled, all right? Sue Barbara Simpson and I wrote this as a woman's play to reach out to women and some men. But you do not have to be that man. You're just the actor.
The audience. This is work you did 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you've since made a name for yourself apart from that. You've done straight plays. You've done Broadway. You've done television. You've done movies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, however, in a certain way, audiences who know Andrea Martin is playing the part of Dolly Levi at Ford's Theater,
mm-hmm.
they still somehow want a glimpse of that Andrea Martin that was on SCTV?
Well, I don't know how many people are left that remember, but thank you for... Thank you for recalling a time gone by. I feel like it actually was 1860. I had to do research on SCTV before I could talk to you today. It feels so long ago. Sure. You know, I can't control what people think. You know, I approach this thinking, I'll do it in an Irish accent and I'll just be disguising myself and nobody. And I thought, well, that's ridiculous. He wrote this for a larger than life. That's why it's been so successful as a Broadway musical. I love this speech. Ambrose Camper says to her, Dolly Levi, why should I trust you? What do you get out of this? And she says, that's a proper question. I get profit and pleasure. And he says, how do you get pleasure? And I say, when you artists paint a hillside or a river, you change everything a little, don't you? You make thousands of little changes. Nature is never completely satisfactory. You must be corrected. Well, I'm like you artists. Life as it is never quite interesting enough for me. I'm bored, Mr. Kemper, with life as it is. And so I do things. I put my hand in here and I put my hand in there and I watch and I listen and often I'm very much amused. So I love that speech. That's who she is.
So you're weathering these last few days of rehearsal before the Matchmaker opens. What are the challenges? I mean, the sets, the scene with Horace where you got to feed him throughout the whole thing, the monologue at the end.
That's a good point. I don't have to feed him. I have to feed myself.
You have to eat a chicken. I mean, the chicken plays a big part in that scene.
You see the chicken. Chicken's a very difficult thing to eat because it's so dry and talk at the same time. So I was eating the chicken and then I was choking. So I thought, all right, we've got to change that. I don't know. It'll be interesting. Yeah.
Something to work on.
Yeah. We need product placement or something. We need to
melt in your mouth,
right.
You know, something like that. Is there a part that you have always wanted to play that you haven't?
My role model is Giulietta Messina. I wish we could. There was a play version of La Strada or Giulietta the Spirits. I wish that Fellini were back and were directing me in a play because she was the ultimate to me. She was a clown, a beautiful, poignant actress, and that's my goal, really, mm-hmm. to combine both.
So all those producers out there that are listening know where to find you.
Yes,
now.
They do. Well, I don't want to give my number over the air, but I'm that desperate, I just might.
In the meantime, they can find you at Ford's Theater.
There you go.
Andrea Martin opens this week as Dolly Levi in Thornton Wilder's The Matchmaker. The play will run through October at Ford's Theater here in Washington. And next month, you can see all the characters she created for the series SCTV when the second season is released on DVD. Thank you so much. Break a leg.
Thank you very much.
For more information on Andrea Martin's performance, go to our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.